Fergus, it's official. Another five-story mixed-use building is coming to North Fergus. While many councillors were hesitant about approving the 50-unit mixed-use development proposed for 820 St. David Street North, they still gave it the go-ahead during a council meeting earlier this week. Consisting of five ground-floor commercial units and 45 residential units above at the corner of Strathallan and St. David Street North, the property will neighbor a hotel, gas station convenience store and drive-through fast food restaurant. A report previously came to council in October, but councillors deferred the decision out of concern for public notification and additional consultation. I want to note that I'm fully supportive of intensification and I know it's a more efficient use of land and infrastructure and avoids sprawl, said Cown. Bronwyn Wilton during the meeting. Just with that, I think we still need to be thoughtful about the equitable quality of housing we're providing for residents of Centre Wellington. Wilton also asked for staff to look for an opportunity to create a tree buffer along the lot line to minimize the development's close proximity to the gas bar and drive-through. It is hard, we're down to minimal land and it's hard to pick and choose where what will go when, said Cown. Lisa McDonald, echoing Wilton's comments. I understand. Wanting, development, in a better community but on county roads, you don't really have a say. According to Managing Director of Planning and Development Brett Salmon, the applicant felt it was more important to maintain the minimum amount of parking required for the development to be market viable versus removing some for more landscaping. Adding that the proposal meets and actually exceeds the bylaw's landscaping requirement. However, staff will look for more opportunities to enhance the landscaping during the site approval stage with a special focus on the west side of the property interfacing with the gas bar. I think it's important for the mixed use along there because typically the Golden Miles are kind of devoid of houses and devoid of residents and it's commercial after commercial after commercial, said Mayor Sean Waters. I think what this will ultimately do is bring the humanity part to these areas and allow people to interface a bit easier. And we're going to see much more of this. Looking forward to future applications, Cown. Barb Evoy also asked council to consider being more equitable with the township's housing. We are starting to see a bit of a pattern in that area, said Evoy. I would like to make sure as we approve more and more, we are very cognizant of not creating a space where all homes look one way or another and we offer as much variety as we can in the same space. In 2019, the same applicant pitched a six-story, 80-unit retirement home at the same address which required a zoning bylaw amendment. The application has since been adjusted to the current proposal. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.